Nudge Conference Debates Coordinated Strike Action. CWI supporters at Nudge Delegates Meeting. There were important steps forward for the left at the first in-person National Union of Journalists, Nudge, Delegates Meeting, DM, conference, since lockdown, which took place on 28-29 April. The conference saw general agreement on many issues, including the pressure on wages, and deteriorating workplace conditions, opposition to many Tory government policies, media freedom, international issues, and the safety of journalists. A heated debate on how journalists should report trans rights underlined the need to approach the question of oppression and rights from a class perspective. There were also a number of clashes between many on the conference floor and the dominant wings of the National Executive Committee. A motion from Derry Northwest to introduce a rules change to mean NEC members cannot attend DM as delegates, in order to hold the NEC more to account, was passed, despite NEC opposition. South Yorkshire put forward a motion calling for Nudge support and solidarity action for other union strikes. An amendment from London Magazine branch, moved by Niall Mulholland, and seconded by Bob Miller, from Belfast branch, called for Nudge to work with other unions and the TUC to prepare for the maximum coordinated industrial action, up to and including a general strike, if the current Tory government moves to implement new anti-union laws and restrictions. This was opposed by the NEC, which argued it was illegal, and would put the Nudge in jeopardy. Niall anticipated these arguments by pointing out that several unions have already balloted separately on pay, and then taken action on the same day, on the 25th of March in England, and on the 26th of April in Northern Ireland. A general strike can involve a similar process that involves as many unions as possible. The amendment vote was lost with 33 votes to 50. A motion outlining an alternative to the next proposals for yet another membership subs rise, which disproportionately hits lower paid Nudge members, was ruled out of order. However, the DM agreed to hold a special conference later in the year to discuss the union's income and subs rates in a thorough and transparent manner. Anton McCabe, militant left member, CWI Ireland, and outgoing NEC member, spoke passionately on a motion about the loyalist paramilitary killing of investigative journalist Martin Hagen, in Lurgan, 2001. Anton and delegates from Ireland pointed out that allegations in a BBC documentary aired a few years ago indicated British state collusion in the killing of the Nudge activist. The fight for justice continues, Anton told the DM. All in all, progress was made for left policies, and for a more democratic and combative union.